Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It is Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, Miss Robin, the couch guys back in here. Ryan's all tan. Josie pulled a late night, came right back less than 12 hours later, Harry. Dedication to the cause here. Clean this baby all up, ripped everything apart, moved the clock. You notice all the stuff that's been moved on the top shelf up there, Harry? The clock used to be back there, and then we moved all the different
stuff.
Yeah,
that's moved over.
And then you see the router, which feeds all the computers, is up. Robin mounted it up there, face forward. It looks like something out of the...
It's flickering.
And what was that? It looks like the Death Star. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Joe? How would you describe that? You had a good name for it last night when we had put it up there, Robin and you and Joe and of course, the great Pat Kinnean.
I think I called it the Darth Vader edition.
Yeah, it looks like a Darth Vader. It looks like this is technologically superior. You wouldn't believe all the wires under there, man.
Next to a great lighthouse, of course.
I got a lighthouse up there now.
That. Yeah. Where'd that come from?
I got a bunch of lighthouses. Got Robin and I on the beach where clean water is behind us. Which means it's nowhere near the Philadelphia, New Jersey, Connecticut, tri-state area beaches, Harry.
That is not a local photograph.
Well, right about that.
And more importantly, we were able to move a bunch of the equipment to closer to the wall. So now we can see Joe C.
Exactly.
Much better.
We got that pizza box.
Hard
remember
pass.
That? remember that pizza box thing underneath it that was the extra special piece of equipment that we needed to feed the satellite? That's mounted underneath there. Robin and I were building wood stuff yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
That's why she gave me the day off Saturday, because she knew she was going to rip my butt on Sunday.
Well, she wanted you out of the house,
well,
too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was good to get out.
I was hoping we were going to be able to get a lot of the stuff done on Saturday.
On Saturday before you got back.
But that didn't work out because of other scheduling conflicts, so...
Phoenix Suns leading now in the third quarter, Harry, 72-64. So no quit.
No
Phoenix
way.
Phoenix 5-0 in the bubble, trying to go 6-0 against a really solid Oklahoma City Thunder
They
team.
Might want to relocate to Orlando.
Exactly. Meanwhile, do you think Devin Booker should leave, Harry? Is he wasting his time? That's insulting, man.
Yeah, no.
Listen, I get it. You want guys to come and play on your team.
Yeah.
What a joke out of Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Good, and he got fined, what, $50,000 for tampering?
Yeah.
That's walking around money.
Yeah, but what a clown.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley could say it now
right.
because he's not working. He's not on a team.
Right. Right.
All those guys. And then people were defending Draymond. And I don't have any problem with Draymond Green. But you got to realize if you're still on a team, even though it's not playing, and you go on a national television broadcast, you can't be recruiting guys.
Exactly.
You know, LeBron, the Lakers got. The Lakers did it when they wanted to get LeBron. Everybody knew they were trying to.
And they
to
got
recruit.
In trouble for that.
Yeah, they
too.
Got fined. They lose a draft pick.
Yeah.
You think that matters when you're going to get LeBron James?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, man. We can't afford to lose that second round pick and a $100,000 fine.
But was Draymond really even doing anything to, like, recruit Devin Booker? He just said, I think he was honestly trying to stick it to Chuck, like, saying, oh, you got to get out of Phoenix because that's where Barkley played. And they obviously don't really like each other. You know, I mean, he's always been critical of his play without, you know, Curry and Klay Thompson.
They had to sit down because they're both on the same set.
Exactly.
You notice that one's all the way at one end
yes.
and one's all the way at the other end.
Yeah,
of that
I don't
set.
Think they drove in together, Tom.
Meanwhile, we talk some hockey. Now, football players, I don't know if you saw this, Ari. By the way, we're going to talk college football with the great Tim Brando coming up this hour. He's going to put down the golf clubs. Down there in the Chateau Brando, down there in Louisiana, Harry, to sit down and talk some college football because that's what he does at Fox Sports. He does college football. So it's a big deal to everybody except the guy at Pro Football Talk because he doesn't care if there's no pro football.
Florio.
Yeah.
I saw you respond to him today. Was that today or yesterday?
No, that was today because today he puts out there that all of these media honks. He's ripping media people whose lives depend on doing college football games, and he's ripping them because they want to go back to work. And so that's what his problem is. How dare all these guys whose lives are reliant on playing football complain that they want to go back.
Well, and you know, he makes his living off the NFL, which he knows they're going to play.
And not even that. He's going to make money off the NFL because he sits down and writes a blog and does a couple of TV shows right here and there.
Yeah, he's got a daily show. That's year-round, that
exactly
show.
Exactly. Yeah. So, again, the point is, you want to rip other people, go right ahead. But you're going to complain about guys whose livelihoods have been affected when yours hasn't, mm-hmm. because you can sit there and pontificate every day on your website and you're not missing a paycheck, but these guys will? So that's the bottom line.
Well, I don't know. Today was, you know, this morning was the morning where it kind of sunk into me that I don't think there might be some conferences that will
like the
want
SEC.
To play. The yeah. SEC, the ACC,
right.
and even the Big 12. It seems like it's those three against the Big 10 and the Pac-12.
So the that's conferences that matter.
It's like the five
play.
Families are at war here. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
three of them, like the Gambino family, and they're getting two other families, and they're going after Lucchese and one other family.
Don't forget Angelo Bruno, though.
Right, well, right.
Is it worth it for the SEC and those schools to play?
Would you watch it?
Yeah, I would watch
of course.
It. Wouldn't you?
Then I think it's worth it.
Yeah. So do I. I mean, the SEC is the only conference that really matters.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest.
You know why they won't play now, some of these people? Because the president today endorsed the we want to play
thing.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah. So Trevor then you got to go the other way.
Trevor Lawrence came out today and said, I think kids are better off being in college than they are staying at home.
I think Justin Fields said a similar thing from Ohio State,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did. I mean, they're all – it's trending now.
Yeah.
The players
came
out hot out the gates today with this social media movement, we want to play, and that's great.
And
it's
that's what the
cause
baseball players did.
NFL. Oh.
And again, I'm not telling people to play if it's not safe. I don't do that. That's why they make billions of dollars. That's why the NCAA wants them to play. Because they make money out of doing this. Scott Frost at Nebraska, Harry, you saw what he said, right?
Well, Frost at Nebraska and Iowa, apparently, according to Dan Patrick, were the only two schools in the Big Ten that said they wanted to play the season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is a clear indication that schools aren't going to have classes, for me.
On-campus classes.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then that's a whole PR nightmare
right.
if they're playing football and there's no classes on campus.
Right.
And you can weigh in on this all on our Twitter page because I put up the poll before.
Oh, there's a poll question?
Poll? Yeah, I got a poll up
at 2
o'clock.
Was this a silent poll?
Were you doing this at Popeyes while you were waiting for six sandwiches that never came out?
No, I was doing this actually on the way to the chiropractor. But no, Harry, I tagged you. I tagged everybody in it. I said, with the Big Ten reportedly canceling their football season this fall, will we see any college football in any league this season? And 54% say yes right now.
I did not even know there was a poll up there.
Got up there at 1:58 p.m. Eastern, Tone.
Ace Rothstein has checked in on Twitter now. He says, ask Jim from Cheltenham to pull up the Tiago Splitter audio. Do you remember that one?
We played that.
Yeah, we played that. That one gets heavy rotation.
Yeah.
Yes. Meanwhile,
right,
I didn't even see that
poll. I just retweeted it.
You got to tell us you got a poll up there.
Yeah, we're going to have polls weekly now.
I got Rothstein. He's like,
weekly or daily?
We're going to see. We're not going to force a poll.
Okay.
You know, you can never
force a poll. There's plenty of things to talk about.
I mean, Guillermo does about 10 polls a day.
Well, we're not going to come in hot every 10 minutes
come
like
on,
Guillermo,
man.
But we're going to get him heavy in rotation here.
That guy's
lots
got
of polls
more polls than a strip club.
Exactly right. All right, so the poll is up. Do you think there's going to be college football? Tim Brando's going to join us coming up in the
all
next
right,
segment.
I'm going
to
vote no just to see what's up. All right, the majority thus far... 54% say yes, Tony.
54. That would be the gambling portion of the audience.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking.
Well, degenerate gambling.
I voted yes.
Yeah, how
first
many times
vote.
Did you vote yes?
I only use my personal page. I voted once. You can only vote once.
All right.
By the way, the
is there mail order voting for this poll? Can you mail in?
No, the Postal Service is having problems now financially, Harry. So that's another thing that's political, unfortunately. We're not doing this. Speaking of polls, how was Pump Town? I don't know what that means.
I wasn't at the Pump. I haven't been at the Pump Town in, I'm going to say, 10 years.
Where is Pump Town?
It's out west of the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can we take a wild guess as to what type of establishment Pump Town is?
Yeah, I think you know what kind of
establishment. Yeah, I think
it's
so,
a gas
too.
Station,
right? Yeah, sure. It's a gas station.
I mean, doesn't it make sense?
What else would it be?
Yeah.
exactly what I thought.
It's a truck stop.
Pump town knowledge right there. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But the NBA, we got a game going on. We'll keep an eye on that. And I mentioned the hockey starts at 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, and then the other four games on Wednesday starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll have hockey. I think the days of the noon to midnight are over, Harry, just like the NCAA tournament is.
Yeah, but that's okay.
That's all right, yeah. I mean, it's hard to really watch 12 hours of games a day.
Yeah, it is. Now, I know I was really tuned in, though, last night for that Blue Jackets-Maple Leafs game.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
I'll tell you. You got to really hand it to Columbus.
They just absolutely put it on them from the drop of the puck for 60 straight minutes.
Exactly. Yep.
I had them in one half of a parlay. The second one didn't cash, but they were the plus money, and the White Sox ended up losing last night in extra.
Oh,
did you see that game?
No.
I saw they went extra innings.
No.
When I turned it off.
I'm watching the White Sox.
I love watching the Oakland A's.
It was good baseball.
Did you see the Oakland A's bench clearer yesterday?
Well, yeah, against the Astros, right?
Now, how about the A's, man? 9 in a row.
I know.
They're the best team in baseball right now. And then I saw power rankings, and they have them like third or fourth. Everybody loves the Yankees.
Well, of course.
The Oakland A's are 12-4, and they just smoked the Houston Astros. They embarrassed the Astros. So, I mean, how about Ramon Laureano? Did you see that, Harry?
Yeah, he charged the whole dugout.
Yeah, he wanted the hitting coach. First of all, he got hit. Here's the interesting stat in that series. There were five hit-by-pitchers in this series. And all five of them were Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
Not one Astros guy was thrown at in this series, right?
Right.
And they're throwing at the Oakland A's. And then finally, Laureano got pissed off. And he starts yelling at the pitch. He points to the pitcher. And then one of the dugout coaches, I guess their hitting coach, was yelling at him. Mm-hmm. And then he went right after
him,
Laureano.
Right after him. Yeah.
And he got ejected.
Right.
Yeah, it was the second time in that game he had already been hit, and all he was doing was telling the pitcher, you're not snapping your wrist on your slider. That's why it's not breaking.
He got hit by a pitch three times.
Yeah, and twice that day and once other in the series.
Exactly.
But, yeah, again,
Alex Cintron, who's the hitting coach for the stinking Houston Astros, he's the guy flapping his lips, his gums, and then when Laureano runs out to go get him, he, like, ducks.
Right.
And he has his other guys.
He ducked behind one of the other players.
Yeah, Stunad's out in front of him creating a wall.
I love those baseball fights.
Yeah, nobody hits anybody.
It's classic. Really.
There's no social distance. No. They're all going to get the Rona now, Harry.
Right.
You watch the Oakland A's and the Houston Astros. They're going to have to shut down the season in a couple of days once they get tested.
That guy should be gone for the season, though, because what a joke. It's like he's not going to face any repercussions. He can't get hit or anything, but he's going to jaw at the guy from the dugout. I mean,
you talk about the hitting coach?
That's just classless. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
Strapper line was busy this weekend, guys. Our strappers came in for us. You know, the past couple weeks and weekends, they've been a little quiet, but we got a long list. So
is that right?
Get to one before we break here?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, let's bang one out here. Let's bang one out. Then, of course, the great Tim Brando is going to join us coming up after the break.
Strapper line.
Hey, Tony, Harry, Rodden, it's Joey B. Joey Binoco here from Fort Collins, Colorado. Hello, Twitch streamers. You all rock. Joe C, get ready to activate the curse log on this strapper call. I might go off cue here. All right, Conlon Farrell at the Couch Guy. Are you effing kidding me? Who are you? Rayman? Biff from Back to the Future with the Sports Almanac? $600 win on Colin Morikawa? Colin effing Marikawa, dude. Enjoy the winnings. Now get your ass off the couch to the local Popeyes. Buy lunch for the crew. Oh, and by the way, pay your parking ticket, brother. Bye now. Thank you. Jealous from Fort Collins. Bye.
How about that? Shout out to Fort Collins, Colorado.
Wow.
Hello.
Couch guy.
That's insane, man. I appreciate it. Again.
And you got the bonus. The bonus.
Profit boost.
Bonus.
Profit boost.
30%. Yeah.
That's a good job right there, man.
We only see the winnings. I'd like to see his transactions.
Completely transparent.
He lost on the White Sox.
Man. That's a four-figure win right there.
Listen, man.
That's four figures.
No. Yeah.
Still up on the week, man.
But tell Joey Binoco doesn't watch much golf because he didn't know who Colin Morikawa
was. Yeah, I mean, again, that's you know, fair point. Again, he's not like some guy that they just picked up off the street.
Right.
No, but still, you got plus 690?
Right.
No, plus 1130.
No,
1170.
But I'm saying the win and then the 30% boost.
Yeah, so he's plus 900, the boost plus 1170. So 50 to win 635.
That's pretty good, right?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
That's a $50 bet all day long, huh? It's a good return. We'll return, too, with Tim Brando. He's coming up next from down there in the Chateau in Louisiana. Stick around.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. What it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular If We're Gonna Die, Let Us Die Drunk at Least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
The Monday show rolls on here with a lot of stuff to talk about. Saw a story on the NFL this morning, Ari. The players today, Tom Brady has his new Tampa Bay Buccaneer hat on, helmet on, and it's the one that has the mask on it. So apparently today is the first day that players in these pre-camp, whatever they're calling it now, it's not officially training camp yet, but it's the first event where players are allowed to wear helmets during the ramp-up period, it's called now.
Oh, okay.
The ramp-up.
Was this this mask from Oakley?
Yes, the thing this that, is the mask that has the face shields made by Oakley, which will help guys from spitting each other.
Right.
You know, spitting on each other accidentally. Although I'm watching rugby from
New Zealand?
Yes, late Saturday night, right, after we came back from golf. And I figured I'm going to pass out. I did, and then I woke up, and then rugby's on.
And
those guys are spitting and blood and everything else is going on. No social distancing there, Harry.
No.
But if you had the Crusaders and a great comeback win, Harry, bunches of tries. I like it. They call it a try when they score.
Uh-huh.
It's called a try. And then they kick the extra point, which is a two-point kick from a way off angle.
Harry. I can't get into it.
Oh, it's phenomenal stuff, man.
Just
and the crowd at the stadium was packed.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
And this was live.
This was live from New Zealand, Harry.
Wow.
It's good stuff, man.
So
it looks like the Oakley face masks, it doesn't cover their eye area. It's just around their mouth, and it has holes so that they can
like
still breathe.
But there's still a glass part over the top, isn't there?
Yeah, like a face shield.
There's a shield above, which the hockey players have the shields,
right.
And it doesn't cover their nose or eyes or their mouths. It just covers their faces. And by the way, guys are still spitting on the ice. And so all of this stuff about guys aren't going to be allowed to spit or put water in and do that stuff, of course they are. Pitchers are doing it. They're spitting on the mound.
Did you notice during Martinez's Zoom call that he actually went to the Gatorade bottle like it was sitting on the net during a timeout and did one of those
sneaky
things?
The Twitch stream noticed it.
It's legendary. Is that the only way he drinks his liquids?
It must be now. I'm surprised he just didn't put the bucket right on his head, flip the mask up, and do it.
Drinking a vodka. He has it in the Gatorade bottle.
Right, I'm drinking right out of my Aquapana bottle right here today.
But that's water, though.
This is the best water.
Yeah.
You know where it's from, don't you?
Now, is that a plastic bottle or glass?
No, it's plastic. Okay.
I don't know where that's from. Is it France?
Mm-mm.
Of course not.
It's from Tuscany. It's Italian.
Okay.
It's the best water on earth, Eric. I think it's the best water on earth. Not because it's Italian.
Right. So is that's premium priced water?
Oh, yeah. But I buy it like two for like buy one, get one at Acme.
Right.
So it's like $3 for two. So it's $1.50 a bottle.
Right.
This is
so those aren't the waters that Rothstein's going to be slugging down during the week while he eats those crackers.
I have no access to those.
Yeah, exactly.
No. As I shouldn't.
You need special access to the refrigerator
this is
33 for the
point.
Aquapana. Yeah, there's
this
a code to get into that refrigerator.
Right.
This is one quart, 1.8 fluid ounces, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
This is 33.8 fluid ounces right there.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. We're waiting for a Tim Brando. By the way, the Phoenix Suns now up 92-79, Harry.
I think Oklahoma City's packing it.
Yeah, they
in.
Finally said, all right, screw it. What are we playing for?
Like this Suns team really wants to win.
They
and make
really
the
do. You've got to give it up for that, man.
I know.
But the Arizona Coyotes, right?
Yeah.
They go shock the world in the playoffs in hockey. And now you got the Phoenix Suns, who are about to try to win their sixth consecutive game in the bubble, Harry.
It's incredible.
And they were, of all those teams that were in there, they had the lowest chance of making it. And they probably still won't make it. But you got that to me right now. That is the best coaching job and the best team effort by the Phoenix Suns.
They're a game and a half out from Memphis right now.
There's a conspiracy theory, as there always is in the NBA.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Just like the envelope on the lottery,
a frozen envelope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That Western Conference teams are intentionally losing to get Portland in the playoffs because they feel that Portland can beat the Lakers right now in a seven-game series.
Now, where did you hear that?
A couple articles that were written and obviously on Twitter, but there was an article today that I think it was on Yahoo Sports.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is an anti-LeBron conspiracy.
Wow, I'm not even a part of it.
You have to be a part of this. You have to endorse this.
Wait, it was written by Tony Bruno somehow.
Yeah.
You heard me give LeBron love on his big three back in the day in 2009.
Because Tony has aliases.
Yeah, right.
See LeBron in action again tonight. They take on the Denver Nuggets and the Joker.
I will
there.
Not be watching.
No.
I mean, you know, Denver, I guess they could lose a spot. They're a game and a half up on Houston. Does the three seed matter that much versus the four?
No.
For them?
Not at all.
And Utah's leading the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks pretty much mailed it in when they knew they got that seven seed locked in, right?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been doing much either in the reboot in the bubble, Harry. But the Thunder, you know, they've already beaten the Suns twice this year. And now the Phoenix Suns trying to make it six in a row down there. We got to give them love. Now, we heard from Tim Brando, yeah, Robin?
Yes. He had written down the Zoom invite incorrectly. I just resent it to him, and he's joining us momentarily.
Down in the Chateau?
Now, of course, the other big thing with the NBA before Tim joins is Joel Embiid leaves the game after only a few minutes. Hit his ankle or something on the basket stanchion awkwardly, and now
playing against some rookie dude I never heard of. Who was that guy?
They were against Portland. It was the Portland game.
Yeah, it was the Portland game. Yeah. They should have won that game. That fourth quarter was a joke, by the way.
Lillard went off for 51.
Yeah,
right?
he went off.
And you know, that went off for the Sixers. Our favorite blonde tip guy.
Jay Rich.
That's
Rothstein's favorite player.
Dude. 34 points, and he had a shot for a three at the end, and he missed it.
It was hideous, man. He forced that. But finally, his first good game, his last five games were an absolute joke, and the $35 million man for the Sixers before we transitioned to college football, 6 of 20 from the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chateau is now live, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
He could have been out there spanking Whitey. He could have been in there going all Colin Morikawa, driving greens, driving par fours right off the tee box with the left-handed smooth swing down there in Louisiana. A man on Fox Sports, I don't know whether he wants college football, if he just wants to play golf every day, since he's been doing it a lot during the pandemic. The great Tim Brando. Timmy, how are you, man?
I'm wonderful, Tony. Great to be with you guys. And, when I leave you, I am going to be channeling every tee shot. After I hit it, I'm going to be just calling it out. Morikawa! Just give me a drivable – hey, give me a drivable par two, and I'm there, okay? Not a drivable par four, but a drivable par two.
Well, the funniest thing before we get to college football is, you know how much Morikawa won, right, for winning the PGA Championship?
Probably about, what, $1.5 million?
$1.9 million.
Yeah,
you know how much
two.
He takes home after taxes in California?
Probably about $400,000.
No, he takes $900,000.
Oh, is that
he
it?
He basically will pay $1 million of that. More than half of his money will go to the taxes.
Well, that's why
Nicholson's went to Berkeley, so, I mean, he knew that.
No, he knew that.
Yeah, I mean, he knew.
Mickelson's finally wised up. He's moving to Florida.
He is moving to Florida. The taxes are just ridiculous. That's why, Tim. Well, you know, the taxes. You got income tax down there in Louisiana, don't you, Tim?
Oh yeah, we got parish taxes. Oh, we're big on taxes. We love the state line, the state of Texas. We say we're leaving the state of Texas and headed into the state of Texas.
The state of Texas.
Thanks to that lovely Huey P. Long family, I do declare. And Napoleonic rule from our friends from France, we've got our fair share of taxes to pay here.
It's an outrage, Tim. I don't know how you do it, man.
It is. It's an outrage. But you know what? I carry on because I can, Tony. I fight through it. Cost of living is actually quite good. I'm going to say the Chateau, had it been built in, lovely Farmington, Connecticut, might have cost me a couple of decimal points more than I actually paid.
Exactly
right.
You
get my drift?
I hear you, man. All right, Tim. Yeah. Big Ten. Now, here's the question, because the Big Ten hasn't actually made it official.
Yeah,
but the commissioner, does he just like floating this out there to
like
see
a trial
which way
balloon?
The wind? Yeah, and then he puts his finger up and he licks it and puts it in the air to see which way the wind's blowing before he cancels the Big Ten season?
But, sadly, it sort of looks that way. There's a lot more to it than that. And I'm trying to, being with you guys, I knew that when you reached out to me today, at least I could find some reason to smile. I'm going to be on with Bruno. I'm going to be with Tony.
And don't forget Harry Mays, who invited me to his golf course on Saturday. I got to play golf for the first time in 5 years with Harry on Saturday,
Harry,
sucked.
Are you a bit like Harry Callahan? All your partners die? or are you just regular Harry Mays?
Well, I have gone through quite a list of partners as far as radio shows.
So has Bruno, by the way. He's gone through quite a few. It's one of his partners on radio outnumber his ex-wife, which is rare.
No, I only have one ex-wife. It outnumbers the Kardashians. Instagram fellows. Anyway, let's get it back to the Big Ten now,
honestly,
Tim.
But honestly, this is Armageddon. We're facing Armageddon in college football. I mean, Tony, the saddest part about all of this is I've been pounding the pavement for almost two decades saying we need one voice for college football. We need unified and universal leadership. Mm-hmm. How in the world did we get to this point where in the second week of August, we find out from the commissioners of the Power Five that each stinking one of them has their own Anthony Fauci?
Yep.
We got five Faucis representing. Five epidemiologists aren't going to agree on anything.
Exactly.
I mean, that's like trying to get, you know, Pelosi and, you know, name your Republican, you know, to agree to have where to eat at 5 o'clock in D.C. It's crazy. The fact that all of the information, the experts and those that are involved from a medical standpoint for the Power Five, the fact that they are not sharing their information, the fact that no epidemiologist from the Southeastern Conference or ACC is having consultation at all with the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the Big 12 is absurd, absolutely absurd. But that's what they're telling us. So the Big 10, which 5 days ago put out for us they rolled out their schedule, mm-hmm. right? Now, within 5 days, they tell us, well, forget all that work. We're not going to play at all. But wait a minute. The report was the vote was 12-2 of the 14. Then we get a report from, these are all reputable writers, okay? Whatever Nicole Auerbach is writing, Pete Thamel debunks. Whatever Stuart Mandel writes, somebody else's debunks. These are all really good writers, all with contacts, all getting information that is refuted by their own people 10 minutes later on Twitter. This has been going on since Saturday. And the reason, listen, I don't blame the journalists. You go with the information that you have.
Right.
But we've got everybody speaking out of their you-know-whats without any credibility whatsoever. So college athletics is a public relations nightmare. It is without leadership. It's fundamentally flawed at every turn. The conference commissioner at the Big Ten, who came, by the way, from the NFL.
Yeah, from the Vikings, right? Kevin Warren was the president of the Vikings, right?
Some say being groomed to be Roger Goodell's replacement in later years, by the way. He's new to this. And his presidents, obviously, and this comes back down to presidents, because all commissioners serve at the pleasure of the presidents of these institutions. And I'm here to tell you, in the Big Ten, they've gotten enough information from their scientists to say, oh, we're in trouble. Then you had the kid last week, the tackle from Indiana, that definitely had a heart issue. Now they're trying to suggest that COVID, it got involved after the heart. We don't know, but there's concern about liability. All right. So the council for each of these schools, that's where the presidents wind up going. Right. And by the way, don't tell me they're not politicians. I got a tweet a little while ago. I saw it from Andrew Marchand of the Post, said after President Trump said what he did, I don't like politicians getting involved in college athletics. But wait a minute. How many college presidents do you think were formerly governors, U.S. senators,
exactly.
or congressmen? Or, by the way, they were, and then they came to be the school president, or vice versa. David Bourne, Donna Shalala, shall I go on? Okay, they're all in politics. So enough with that. The reality is everybody is living in silos, and they're all doing, on islands, whatever they want to do. The conventional wisdom among those, all right, in the media, is that the Big Ten making this really tough first step. We'll see the SEC follow, then the ACC and the Big 12 will follow them. Tony, that's not what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Not with the contacts I have. And, you know, college football in the Sun Belt is not just a sport. It's a way of life.
It's a religion, too.
And do you realize how many donors at these major institutions in the South are going to cut off those schools, giving them those big fat checks for hundreds of thousands of dollars annually? They will be gone. They'll be history if they don't play college football in the fall. So I suspect that there's a very good chance that the SEC, their start date is on the 26th. The problem for the Big Ten was, understandably, even though they cut it back to just conference games only, they threw the MAC under the bus. That's why the MAC had to cancel, because they had 12 games with the Big Ten, costing them a lot of money. They're saving money by not playing. Right. That's why they're not playing. Okay? You can talk to me about the science all you want. You're going to lose your rear end. You'd rather not play. That's why they're not playing.
Exactly.
So the Big Ten has got a problem because of the dates they set. All right, so just announce that you're sliding it back. Don't start until the 26th of September, just like the SEC. But no. We can't say the SEC had a good idea by waiting, because that's their idea. It's not ours.
Yep.
The leadership in intercollegiate athletics, Tony, is filled with insufferable hubris. No one wants to admit that the other guy or gal has a good idea. It sucks out loud. It's going to bring the entire sport to its knees. And college football, which is not just a game, but a way of life for its many fans, whether they're in the Big Ten, the SEC, it's a way of life for those fans. They will turn on the sport, the likes of which the NFL fans turned on that league when the Kaepernick flop occurred back in 16. It will be catastrophic. So let's hope that these reports about the Big Ten and their decision and their vote will get enough blowback. They've already gotten some. Jim Harbaugh, for crying out loud, is even against it. And you saw, I think, an impassioned speech at his presser today by Scott Frost at Nebraska.
At Nebraska, yes.
Listen, I can see the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 saying, Big 10, don't want to play. Pac-12, don't want to play. Guess what? We got a crystal. We're going to battle for it. Nebraska, come on over here and play Oklahoma. For one season only, we'll put you in the Big 12 North again. And let's play ball, and let's play for the title. And if you think they really care that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are saying, no, we're not playing, forget about it.
Let's get that Southwest Conference back together again now, Tim. Let's get that Southwest Conference back.
Yeah. I mean, it's about – listen, if you thought anybody in any of these leagues gave a damn about the other league, then you are out of your mind. College football, its biggest problem is that no one that loves it loves all of it. They love their front yard, their backyard, our way of life. Screw their way of life. We don't even care. Does Oregon even have a team? They don't care in the Sun Belt. They don't. And you could say the same thing about that part of the country when it views. That's the problem. By the way, the war chest would have had a little more money had there been eight teams in the playoffs the last 10 years instead of four. All right? They've been mismanaged, Tony, from the jump. College football, since the godforsaken BCS era began, has gone into the toilet. And it pains me to say that, because it's a sport that I love dearly. And yes, does it affect me more because I'm emotionally attached to the game? Absolutely it is. And I will tell that to anyone that ever asks me.
By the way,
is it going to stop the NFL from taking those Saturday and Friday windows?
Nope. Hell no.
The one that they are smiling all the way to the bank if college football is not played in the Power 5 conference.
I think we need to start the hashtag now, okay?
What is it?
Brando for CFB commish.
Okay. Well, Tim and I used to have these discussions when we were both at Sporting News, and we were the anti-BCS. I mean, we did the anti-BCS. Tim had a countdown every week.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Yeah, I did.
The beast. Nobody killed the BCS. Tim was number one. I was right there behind him, man.
And the blazer-wearing bozos.
The blazer-wearing bozos of the BCS Championship Series, man.
And I pulled that blip. My daughter was in college at the time, and there was a little blip that was an internet cartoon called Strong Bad. And she pulled it out, and I would go, it's day 3,976 of the BCS. And Strong Bad would go, the world in crisis.
The world in crisis. Exactly right. Now, Tim fired up, Aaron.
Yeah, I love
it. This is a man. That's why I wanted to get him on. Because this man loves college football. This isn't a guy, you know, he's not like Florio who writes a column. Right. Oh, these poor guys. These guys are complaining about not being able to work. Meanwhile, he's a guy who's sitting there and gets paid no matter what happens.
That's what I'm saying. Before he even jumped on, I could see the ACC, the Big 12, and, of course, the SEC just playing football, and they don't care whether the others play or not.
Exactly right.
They don't. Yeah. They really don't care. And, by the way, great. I have tremendous respect for my fellow journalists in all of this, but I'm telling you guys, we can try all we want to keep politics out of this. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. Politics is a part of every aspect of this. And the mere mention, and this is the thing that really bothers me, Tony, because as you know, some people said when I was talking about expansion of the college football playoff, oh, he's a socialist. I came off as some bleeding heart liberal that wanted to put, you know, ribbons on everybody that took part in the 100-yard dash at field day. You know, that's how I was perceived. I'm anything but a socialist or a Democrat. I mean, I'm a registered Republican, but I am not far right at all. You can have compassion and still be a Republican. So it shouldn't be about that, but it always comes back to that.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Now,
you said it earlier, Tim, when you're talking about the college football hierarchy is just like politics, Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
You said it. One league has an idea, the other league says, well, we can't do that because then the other league will get credit for it.
Right.
Yeah, we can't. We just couldn't do that to our kids. And by the way, where is Mark Emmert through all of this? Doing absolutely nothing. Zero. I mean, zero. He has done zilch.
Tim,
college football.
How fired up is Tim Brandon?
We need to bottle this.
We need to bottle this. We need to play this back every hour until football kicks off in September.
And let me say this, Tony. When I tell you, and Harry, when I tell you that I think college football should be played, that it can be done, that a plan in 5 months should have been put together, something besides the calendar and hope. All right, a plan should have been put together. Mm-hmm. We got enough leaders to do it. I don't care what their backgrounds are. We got enough leaders to pull this thing off. And these kids are a hell of a lot more safe when they're being tested three times a week in a football facility than when you put them out with the rest of the student body and they have no one governing their day. They're accustomed to being regimented. They're accustomed to being told what to do. But when I tell you that I'm optimistic, somebody comes back at me and says, I don't care about human life, that I lack human dignity. You know what? Put this in your peace pipe and smoke it. I love this game more than anyone in the media. And I'll also torpedo what's wrong with college football quicker than a hiccup.
Exactly.
So don't come to me and tell me I don't have any compassion for humanity, that kids are going to, what do you do? The blood will be on your hands. That's, you know what? I'm not going to stand for it, no matter what anybody says, at any time.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow. Put your hands together.
Wow.
Tim Brando, 2020.
Yes, sir.
Forget Kanye. Let's get Tim Brando
right
in the White House.
Tim, we are all standing in the studio right now.
I just want to be in his cabinet.
Oh,
you know what I'm
man
saying?
Boy, when he gets on that first tee now, right after this interview, and he gets that big – he gets that gigantic, hey, super gigantic.
I got my Notre Dame helmet.
There it is. That's his Notre Dame helmet, man. ACC hey, champions, baby. ACC champion, yeah. Fighting Irish. Did you
for
get Theismann?
158 years, they can go for a conference title.
Wow.
Hey, Tim, we got to run, man. Really appreciate you coming on. That's great
that
passion
great
right there, man.
Hey, Harry, don't ever change, but if you do, don't do it in front of Tony.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Timmy. We'll see you soon, man, I hope. Thanks, bro. The great Tim Brando, Harry. Are you going to get a better college football segment than that anywhere else?
Nowhere.
Harry? Hell no.
Nowhere.
We're coming right back, so stick around.
We're still on, Tony.
We're still on.
You know, if you're like me, then you love golf. And if you're like me, then you're psyched for your weekly round with your boys at your golf club. You get your outfit laid out the morning of your round. You put it on. Check that look in the mirror. You want to make sure you look good. And then you look at your shirt. Looks like it was in a cardboard box, or it's all billowing out on one side and it's all gathered on this side. You look like a chamade, like an unmade bed. Well, worry no more, because at Boston Scott Golf, the fit is our obsession. At Boston Scott Golf, We went through our closet and ripped up multiple shirts just to put them back together to make the perfect golf shirt. Our shirts accentuate the shoulders and arms while giving relief in the midsection. The tapered fit design cures the problem of always having to retuck your shirt after bending over or taking a few swings. Boston Scott shirts feature a 4-button placket, wrinkle resistance, moisture wicking technology, UPF 50 protection, and they have the classic style with the modern fit. It's available for both men's and junior golfers, so father and son can match on and off the golf course. You know, it just makes sense. You feel good, you play good. Casual, great golf. Get to know Boston Scott Golf at bostonscottgolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Well, the Twitch stream and the Twitter and all social media in the world has blown up, Harry, after the great Tim Brando. Bringing the fire, bringing the heat, bringing the electricity. He not only did he drop his mic, he dropped his wedge, he dropped his putter. He dropped a whole bucket of balls he was going to go out and hit in his backyard before he took the tee.
I mean, he dropped a put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I
right
think
there.
Everyone everywhere just stood up and applauded at the end of that.
Exactly. Everybody stopped and pulled over to the side of the road wherever they were and applauded as one, Harry.
Where were you when Tim Brando said, put it in your peace pipe
and smoke it? It's good stuff right there, man.
Eitan definitely did.
Oh, yeah.
Eitan said, way ahead of you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That is good stuff. I love that. That's why I love Tim Brando. get to work with a guy. I know how much he loves the sport.
Mm-hmm. He's not a just passionate
a guy,
man.
Not just a guy who does, loves it because he makes money. He does everything. He does studio analysis. He does play-by-play. He does basketball. So it's not just about he's a honk. He's not a honk.
Tell you what, man. He's going to go out there and spank Whitey around a little bit. Oh, he is fired up.
Absolutely, man. I got to go out and play with Tim. We could both bring the energy out there, Harry.
Should.
You should go. We should all make a trip down to the bayou, Harry. We're going to wrestle some alligators beforehand, and we'll be ready to go, man.
Southern Trace.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's the spot.
Southern Trace is hell at night, as they sang back in the song.
Now, Tony Bruno, many people are commenting upon a certain different look that you have today when they're watching it on the Twitch stream.
What look is that? You mean I shaved the beard?
No. That there seems to be something missing out of your mouth.
Oh, yes. I popped a tooth, and now I lost it. So one of my – not a tooth. It's a
– like a cap veneer. Or something.
A veneer. Yeah. A porcelain veneer on my lower part of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. You're just ready for NFL playoff NHL action.
Yeah,
I'm
ready to drop the gloves and go out there. Yeah, so I can't even put it back on. Now I'm going to have to go spend another $1,000 to get one stinking cap replaced.
Is that how much that costs?
Yeah, these veneers are the I don't know if the new technology of veneers is different, but when he did it, which was what, 15, 20 years ago or something?
No, but I've had multiple ones replaced. Back in the Lumineers day when they were the hot group. Remember the Lumineers?
Yeah, they still are pretty hot. Yeah.
Bad idea.
Well, they should give me a free some free stinking. Lumineers are out now.
Mm-hmm.
They were the rage back in the day. They were the first of the replacement caps you put over your teeth. They would ground down your old tooth and then put these beautiful caps.
Yeah.
But they weren't made out of porcelain.
I just get the implant. Those are really expensive.
Yeah, but I can't. I don't need an implant here. I need like four up here. And this is all cosmetic.
Right.
How is it cosmetic if you need a tooth?
Mm-hmm.
Teeth are not just cosmetic, right?
No, I would say veneer is a cosmetic, though, right? Like an implant isn't cosmetic. That's like
no, even implants aren't covered. You got to pay for those. You don't get those as part of your plan.
They for some reason, everything that has to do with your teeth is considered cosmetic, as if you don't need them to chew.
Right.
And now even teeth cleaning, which is included in most like simple plans, which most people have, they don't have like the great Cadillac plan, so to speak. Even those, you go in and get your teeth cleaned, and then, well, we've got to do a deep cleaning.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you another $200. It's a racket out there. I have dental insurance, but it doesn't cover a lot.
It doesn't.
I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about everybody that has dental insurance as part of their whatever, whether it's a company plan or Medicare, whatever you have, Obamacare. That's the part that you always get screwed on is the dental coverage because it doesn't cover anything. And you know what that is, don't you, Harry?
It's an outrage.
Exactly right. Now, let's go back to the strapper line because we got some good ones. I understand they're stacked up like the final approach at LAX.
I wonder what it was about this weekend that really just, you know, because
it was hot.
I
mean, it was nasty. There was a lot of sports going on. You had the PGA. You had a major championship on. You had baseball. You had golf. You had hockey, you had NBA, you had rugby,
and you were returning to the links for the first time in 5 years.
They had me out there on the absolute beautiful warm day, feeling good out there. But I was sore. I'm still sore because I've used muscles that my body hasn't used in a long time.
I'm sore every day.
Really, when you play?
Every day.
Because you're getting those muscles loosened up, Aaron.
No, because I'm old.
Well, that happens too.
All right, I'm going to start with. Actually, we have one from I think last Friday. We didn't get to the 216 number. That one of the things all the way at the bottom. I'm going to play that one now.
All right, let's go to the tape. Let's go to the strap.
Hey, you city slickers. This is Eli Yoder calling on a cell phone from Amish country. Down the road a piece in Lancaster. Yeah, I know me and my people don't believe in electricity. So we buy these cell phones fully charged. Then we throw them away when the battery goes dead. Man, that's an expensive way to go. But we do save a lot of money on our clothing. Anyway, my cousin Levi heard you talking about wanting a bobblehead. And us being good carpenters, we thought we'd take on the project. Just two questions before we get started. Tony, you being bald, do you want us to use Kiwi Neutral Shoe Polish or Kiwi Tan for the top of your head? Maybe a blend is best. As for Harry, is that a gap between his front teeth? We want to be exact with our woodwork, and those choppers look separated enough to pry the cap off of Bud Light. Well, I got to go and order the wood. I was thinking pecan for a couple of nut jobs.
So he wants to make bobbleheads of us.
All right, and then I'm going to do the 610 number from last Friday.
Yeah, Jacques Strop, you know, I called.
Tony, Harry, Miss Robin, I just was calling in because we're here, group of us, listening to the Tony Bruno Show as we're on our third straight day of doubles, getting the electricity back on for the good citizens of the Delaware Valley. And we're truly, truly enjoying the show until we heard that one strapper call in with his Bugs Bunny, John McMullen impression. And one thing that was missing, I did not hear you give him one. I think you need to give him one now. Give him a bump, bump, bump.
That was from Friday's call where the guy called in like McMullen.
And he sounded like Bugs Bunny. It was a fail. I hate to be one to be critical of our strapper line callers.
Your style
it's not my style.
Yeah, it's not
definitely
your style.
Not my style.
And you notice, because I'm in a better mood now that sports is back, I've not been giving enough bump bumpty bums when they've been warranted.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to be nicer now, a kinder, gentler. Tony.
There might be another Jacques Strapper call from Friday night.
Come on, man. We have hockey action,
Let's see what,
let's bring that Jacques Strapper back
I have
on.
A feeling it might be him because Google Translate just gave up. It's like, you said something. It doesn't even say what the number is.
Let's go to this Mr. Jacques Strapper.
Hello, this is Jacques Strapper. Calling for you by tomorrow. Good job, Woody. Tony Bruno and Harry Mace. Teeing off the game of golf. Tune in Monday for the update. Jacques Strapper, hiding in the woods at the Cockrell. Waiting for Tony to tee off into the woods. By the way, old helmet, whenever I go near the golf course where Tony goes.
Now he had the Masters music.
Yeah,
in
he
the
had Masters music.
The transmission wasn't that good, though.
Was he inside the outhouse that I hit my drive into?
Yeah, I don't think the cell reception is very good in there.
It's a concrete building. It's like a bunker.
Right.
I wish I had that on tape, Harry. That's one of those shots. It went right into the door. And it bounced, too. On the bounce. Harry.
Right.
It's a hell of a shot. Would you imagine if we walked in there and the ball impact of the ball had cracked the porcelain toilet?
Right.
And it was all like in three pieces and all the water would be rolling out on
I was
the
afraid that the ball was going to be in the toilet. And then I was just like, Tony,
no, I wouldn't have touched
just
it.
Get another ball.
I wouldn't even have picked it up if I was you, Harry. You went in there, you picked it up right out of the toilet floor in a concrete in the middle of the nowhere. Jacques Strapper, Harry. That's a good accent, though.
It is.
He's gotten better.
It's gotten better. He's only done a couple of calls.
I know, but I'm saying the very first one, he didn't quite have it down, and each subsequent call has improved.
That's how it works on the show. Everybody strives to be best, Harry.
But it was within like an hour of us putting out the call for a Jacques Strapper.
Yes.
So I thought that was
very
pretty
impressive.
Good.
Exactly. Very impressive.
The turnaround was pretty quick. Yeah.
By the way, you know, Kamala Harris is out. You saw that story, right?
She's not going to be the vice presidential nominee.
Kamala the Ugandan giant, he died. And his last name was Harris.
Really?
His name was James Harris, games Kamala Harris, and he wrestled back in the day as Kamala the Ugandan giant.
Oh.
And there's some great video of him with Mean Gene Okerlund back in the day. Do you remember Kamala the Ugandan Giant?
I don't remember. I was out on wrestling during that period.
No, that's when it was fun back in those days. That's when you had Captain Lou and all those guys.
So that was back in the good old days?
It's back in the good old days, yes. We're coming back. Much more still ahead. You know who's going to join us later on, Harry?
Who?
Nobody. The audience. We're opening it up to you, the people.
Commercial free, final hour.
Commercial free, final hour. You call 315-462-TONY. We talk.
Great time to get in.
Great time. It's going to be awesome.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.